Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. Last night was an interesting, newsy night last night regarding the Ingham County Road Commission. I know in a statement that you had released, you gave details about the meeting. I'll let you do that live here on the radio. Thanks for your time.
No problem. We had a about a 2-3 hour meeting, probably 2.5 hour meeting last night, and we went through all of the history and we went through my proposal to disband the road commission and bring it in-house, the operation in-house of the Department of Transportation, and we went through all the details, and there are a lot of different facets and things like that that need to be covered. But in general, our controller said that it is doable. It's something that we can do. She doesn't have any big concerns about any of the pieces, and we went through all the different parts and talked about the legislation at the state house, state senate, and at the end, everybody was comfortable with it, and it passed unanimously.
Everyone voted in favor of that, including Deb DeLeon?
Yeah, Deb DeLeon. She had indicated that she had hoped that the changes could be made over at the Road Commission, but that it seemed this was a prudent move. And Dale Kopich had said that he had hoped we could, in essence, speak with the Road Commission board first, have them in, but with the language in the resolution the way it was, saying that we're going to do this once the legislation is passed, which will give us a month or two before that happens, and then we'll have implementation pieces we need to pass. He was comfortable with it because it'll take however long it takes for the legislature to pass it, so a month, 2 months, 3 months. So he was comfortable with the timeline, so he voted for it. Commissioner Celentino and myself said that we were for it from the beginning, and that's the whole committee. And the Republicans, Commissioners Dragonetti and Vickers, were both supporters.
Interesting change of events when it comes to some of the Democrats who were totally against this measure. What do you think caused them to change their mind?
I don't know. It was well thought out. It was, the pieces were all vetted. Our county controller, administrator, went through, and I think folks, when they first saw it, were skeptical. Some folks were skeptical because they didn't know the details and how it would work, and how would the labor pieces work, what would happen with the employees and all of that. And I think they were just more comfortable once they saw all the details that had been worked out. I mean, it's really, regardless of the situation going on now, we've had issues over the last 9 years, and this just makes sense. And now the legislature going to provide a mechanism for us to do it. So, as long as we vet the whole thing and we do our own due diligence, then it's an option we have, and I think people are pretty comfortable with it. We had four commissioners there who weren't, or five commissioners there who were not on the committee, who all expressed support as well.
So, the County Services Committee unanimously passes this resolution. It now heads to the full Board of Commissioners. When will a vote be taken?
Tuesday the 13th, and if you can count based on the six that are on the committee and the five that are not, all of us expressing support, it's going to pass.
All right, what happens after that?
We wait for the legislature to take action. The State House moved it up to third reading yesterday, the bill's up to third reading yesterday, and I expect we'll pass them today or, Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, although I don't know for certain. We were given positive indication that the state Senate will take it up, so we hope it'll be signed into law by the end of the year. And if it is, then we've got our staff working on the implementation pieces, and we'll come back, early next year, as soon as our board comes back in and take care of those. But we're going to send a very clear message that this is our intention. We know what's going on now. We know Commissioner Grebner again pointed out that there is dysfunction going on over there between the board and the management and the employees and everyone, and we're going to exercise our option as soon as we have it.
Andy, will Jim Benjamin or any other employees or board commission members, will they be brought back in any capacity?
I don't know. We haven't. Right at this point, we don't do the hiring and firing, and I have no idea what we're going to do with employees. What we generally do is we have our own HR operation, so we don't believe that the Road Commission should hire an HR director, and because we can bring that, we can incorporate that with our own HR. Same thing with finance. We have a finance department and payroll, and all of that fits right into the county. At that point, Mary Lanois, who's our controller administrator, will work with, I'm assuming, Director Conklin or whoever is over there, and figure out what the management team needs to be in place. But she'll be the one who, she manages the day-to-day operations of the county, and she'll be the one to work with them over there to create an appropriate management team, just like she does with our parks director or our health director. So I don't know. We haven't had any of those conversations, and I assume the Road Commission themselves will do something over the next few months to make sure that it's all taken care of. And I understand everything went pretty smoothly last night with the plowing. So I don't know. We haven't gotten that far yet.
All right, Andy, thanks so much for your time. The next time we have you on the program, we're going to talk about the campaign. Thanks so much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Tony.